Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What a play by the bigs for the Celts. Holiday for this goal.
Love that. Defense turns to transition to a transition three.
Derek White out to Holiday for three. Bullseye! A backbreaker.
Holiday, king of the corner, his first 3 points tonight.
Everyone had their hand in this game tonight.
Kill shot.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons on a hot Boston Tuesday afternoon, about a half hour away from our weekly chat with Red Sox manager Alex Cora. No, it's not Wednesday. No, it's not 2:30. It is Tuesday at 5:30 because he's on the West Coast.
Don't you mean our pussyfooting through talking points?
Pillow fight, according to the text line.
Slap and tickle. You guys are in the back pocket of the Red Sox. God damn it.
To be fair, I did just spend a portion of the break posing a way to pussyfoot into a question whether he has final say on the roster and lineup every night.
I know pussyfooting.
Yeah. So, if you stick around for about 27 more minutes, you may hear me ask Alex Cora. Alex, when Mike Vrabel arrived, we wondered who had the final say on the roster with the Patriots, and that's a common question for coaches and GMs in football. Have you ever been asked directly, do you have final say on the nightly lineup?
Oh, what a way to couch it.
Isn't that a good way to pussyfoot into it? Mm-hmm. Alex, yeah. If you're listening, if you don't like that, feel free to text me and I won't ask it. But
call him
around.
Skipper, too. He loves
that. Nope, we won't be doing that. I'll leave that to Christian Arkand. He did that the very first time we did an interview with
him. What was his response?
He laughed it off.
I don't like it.
he laughed it off. He handled. Sort of you'll be surprised he handled it well.
Mm-hmm.
But I just couldn't believe it because it was widely known. I mean, I'm the freaking fill-in guy, weekend guy, whatever, mm-hmm. and I knew the one of the things you don't call Alex Cora Skip. Christian Arkin's like, hey, Skip, how are you? Welcome to WEEI Afternoons. I was like, oh, my God, we're dead. No, he handled it well. He
Good
laughed it
him.
Off, moved on. He made a joke of it, I think, at the end.
And then he turned into, so how do you feel about banging on trash cans?
Arkin was just like, right out the gates. We're going to get these out of the way, Alex, if that's okay. We'll move on from here. We'll all laugh about this. Will we be laughing about the trade of Jrue Holiday? Is this another Brad Stevens coup to send Jrue Holiday back from where he came for Anthony Simons, a young player with 20-point potential and upside?
Quick question. Do you take the New Bedford-Fairhaven swing bridge?
I do sometimes.
Okay, it's stuck due to heat.
Oh, so it happens all the time. You know what also sticks
just
due to heat?
What's that?
The Paydenarrum Bridge in Dartmouth.
Really?
Just opens. You're sitting there waiting for it, and you're like, this is a long time. And then they start to like tell you, yeah, you should probably turn around
and
go the other way.
It expands and basically just like...
Yeah, they can't close it. Both those bridges are old as crap. Both are like
in the planning stages of replacement with the Army Corps of Engineers and the federal government.
That's it.
Yep. Oh, was that too much grab? Too much grab ass?
No, that was too much watching TV in the middle of the segment.
I can't even see a TV.
But it's relevant to his commute home / certain people that listen to this fine radio program. Side note, by the way, Army Corps.
Army Corps of Engineers
have said, I think for about 50 years, the Sagamore and the Borden Bridge are like well past due.
Those, I'd much rather take the roads of St. Lucia than those things.
I speed up every time I get on them.
Scary as F.
Yes. Anyway, until Brad Stevens has his first categorical swing and a miss, or just plain whiff.
Swing and a pop-up.
Until such time, I am on Team Brad. As much as I appreciate Drew Holiday.
In Brad, you trust.
In Brad, I trust indeed. I believe his record is almost peerless at this point. The selection of the coach to replace him, wish he could have kept it in his pants. Missoula does have a title, so obviously that guy knew what he was doing as well. The Derek White trade, the draft, they've done a great job. He really has. So if it turns out that this Anfernee Simons doesn't get them but 50 cents on the dollar in a trade, is not an integral part of the offense in this transitional year that I'm looking forward to on the Celtics or what have you, then yeah, I'm absolutely team in Brad, I trust.
It seems funny that we are, and I agree with you, I said it earlier, I do it with media members, you do it with anybody in your life. Like, you trust them until they give you reason not to trust them. And
correct.
Brad Stevens has not given us that reason.
Nope.
And it's funny that we got there for a guy, most people thought he was going to be in the job for a year, 2 years. Ah, he's going to Duke. Coach K is going to retire. He's going to Duke. He's going back to college basketball. Yeah. He's never been a front office guy.
He found his calling.
He's really, and I don't know, maybe he'll get burnt out at this and then go back to college coaching or whatever. But for the here and now, he's been as good as Bill Belichick, the guy that, you know, created the Bill We Trust phrase early in the 2000s. Now, it fell apart for him. The bottom fell out for Bill Belichick. Mm-hmm. We'll see how long
Girl in the red pants.
The girl in the red pants was at the bottom somewhere there.
And the greatest football player of all time left.
Yeah, there was a lot that went there, but he started sucking as a GM long before that. There were a lot of swings and misses that Brad Stevens doesn't have.
Thanks, Dominique Easley.
Now, I will say, Brad Stevens only has to make basically like one pick a year and then a trade or whatever. Like Belichick, if you make 5-6 picks every year, a couple free agent signings, there's more opportunities with roster screw-ups. But so that is the benefit of the doubt that I'm giving Brad Stevens.
Sure.
You liked Derek White, Derek White, good. You liked Drew Holiday, Drew Holiday, good. You liked Porzingis.
Well, Porzingis good. Helped me. Oh, actually, we're leaving a huge element out. You moved on from Marcus Smart at the right time.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people would have done that. I actually think he was late to that party. I think a lot of people around here wanted to move on from Marcus Smart sooner because of the leadership evolution, the J team and what they were turning into, and the, you know, him thinking he was really part of a big three that he wasn't really a part of at that point and all of that. So I think he actually took a little longer to move on from Marcus Smart and liked him more than maybe some of us did.
So what do we think the Celtics will do ultimately now? So you acquire two extra second round picks.
Who cares?
Wait, hold on. I'm not done.
That was like my own sound drop. Who cares?
So you're talking and doing your own drops now?
Yeah, I figured. Some hosts really do that. You know, they run their own board.
Mm. I know.
I could not possibly. I feel like Dan Ball's about to tell me he did that in the Capital Region.
Oh, wow. You can read my mind at this point. Thank you.
My butt got numb in a weird way.
Well, that's fresh from today's program.
Yep.
Anyway, nobody cares if I did that or not before. What I want to know is tomorrow night, they have 28 and 32, right? So, do we expect to trade before tomorrow night? And B, what do they do with the picks they have and or any more they may acquire before the draft tomorrow night?
So, the most important part of that question is trades
back
before then.
Yeah.
Yes. It just seems like everybody with knowledge is pointing towards Kristaps Porzingis is going to be traded between now and the draft in the next 24 hours.
Could be the Suns, could be the Spurs,
Lakers,
could be the Warriors.
Don't get the Spurs. I know they're looking for a big man to pair.
Because the Wemby Porzingis, for all 13 games that it would be out there, would be spectacular.
Yeah. They're like, Wemby's coming off his, is he healthy?
He had a clotting issue, yeah.
Yeah, I know. We've learned that that could be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Christian Barmore
just
came back,
just
left.
Giant person syndrome.
David Andrews dealt with it. You know, guys have dealt with it. That's just weird to me. To me, Porzingis is a luxury item for a good team, not a complimentary item for a building Spurs team that thinks they might be something special.
Are you still grateful, though, that they moved on from Smart and acquired Porzingis in the process, given what he contributed to the championship team?
He helped you win
a title. It's disappointing that he wasn't healthier during what will likely be his 2 years here. That said, you can't deny he had a great effect on the fan base, the team, and ultimately the
title.
And
he gave us the greatest moment of this postseason with the blood in the locker room and coming back and shooting the free throws.
When you saw that, didn't you think, oh, wow, they're putting up a fight against Orlando, who's really kind of taken the physicality to them. I think they can make the championship again.
Yeah, and then I thought that all along.
They crapped down their legs against
the Knicks. And then they
nixed it. Oh, I see what you did there.
See what I did there? Yeah. But my question is more so just basketball-wise, how does Anthony Simons fit in on the Celtics? Like, what is, and we talked to Brian Ferzocco, our resident hoop head, earlier, and he thinks he'll fit in. He understands the trepidation. He said he could be, what did he term him?
2B?
On a potentially nightly basis with Derek White?
So if you if Jaylen Brown is going to be your primary offensive asset.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
No, we're not doing that.
I'm allowed to say that.
No.
That's my opinion.
This is a positive Jaylen Brown show.
No. That's what you say about him.
Yeah.
As the driver of the program, you are allowed to say that.
You're going
to
be the hater?
It makes it dynamic.
That's why he's never been comfortable in this town. People like you.
Mm-hmm.
You people.
He said that as much, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Jaylen Brown is going to be your lead dog.
Like it or not, he's going to be the primary offensive asset. So therefore,
quick question from Andy Hart.
Hi, sir. I didn't know we were taking questions now. Go ahead.
Pay attention to any of these rumblings, rumors that offers are being made, and that
Jaylen Brown as well.
Listening.
Yes.
Do you think that is any chance?
Because as the boys on the Midday Show were discussing as well, and other people have brought up on the socials and reputable news outlets, the Celtics at this point now, given that they have to go through this evolution, cost-cutting, transition, going to be a very different-looking team just next year, let alone in the future, they may not be comfortable with how much money they have to pay Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, I heard, he's a good player, but is he a $300 million player? And I know Windhorse.
No.
Yeah, he is.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay, sure.
If you want to do the whole, like, compare him to Tom Brady or compare him to a teacher or a police officer,
he's
not worth it. But in the world of the NBA, where they have these rules that if you're an all-star and you're all NBA, you get to do a max contract, and at the time it's a percentage of the cap, that's how it works. It was literally, Craig Breslow could have figured it out because it was just a computer spitting out a number that you pay Jaylen Brown if you want to extend him. So, yes, he's worth it. Also, real quick response, 508. WTF, you say? Brad is better than Bill? Wow, Boston Sports Talk have literally lost their mind. Did I say that?
I don't think
I did either. Can we get the tape where I said Brad better than Bill? Stiz, I know you would have fought me on that if I said Brad was better on Bill.
No, that's not what you said.
Okay. I said his track record right now is better because it's a shorter window and he hasn't had a chance to fail with all of these moves like Bill did over 24 years.
413 texter with some good perspective on Porzingis. Porzingis was kind of just like Sale, did the job when we needed him to, then really couldn't get it done much longer.
Sale was more consistently good.
And how about this? A Mainer, of course this comes from the 207, Jason Tatum and then their first two picks for Cooper Flagg.
Jason Tatum? 28 and 32 for Cooper Flagg?
Yeah.
I'd have to think about it.
That's nuts. That's a home. That's a homer text if ever.
I'd have to think about it. No, I like.
Would you?
Do you think Jason Tatum will be as good or better when he returns?
As good.
As good.
Yes.
So he will not lose a step literally or figuratively.
From Thor's home planet. As good. Yes.
Okay.
About same deal, but you include Jaylen Brown instead of Jason Tatum?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, heartbeat. Do it.
Heartbeat.
Okay.
And
do
I'm the biggest Jaylen, I mean,
come on,
you know, there's
it.
Some of these
do
trades
now,
where you just
now.
Have to do it. Like, I think we asked Scal, remember the controversial, was it Scal, would you trade Tatum for Wembanyama, I think? And he's like,
no question, he said.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Like, Jaylen Brown, I love him, mean it, and I think he can lead the Celtics to 50 wins in the playoffs and all that next year. Cooper Flagg is a generational talent. They don't always pan out. There's some risk. Maybe he's not even as good as Jaylen Brown, but his upside is supposed to be better than Jaylen Brown, right? That's inarguable.
Not the same position, but definitely higher.
No. The upside. I'm just saying the overall basketball upside.
Yeah.
And for what he did as a, yes, people, senior in high school, even though he was a freshman at Duke, he was a age-wise, class-wise senior in high school. He reclassified to go to Duke early.
And still did all that.
So to think about where he can go, or even Scal telling us he saw him at 12 years old and was like, that dude's an NBA player. He'll
he
be
said he
NBA.
Was bringing him to like beat college players when he was like 15.
So to me, it's not disrespectful. That's one of those where I think if you just got the truth serum, hey, Jaylen Brown, if you were the GM of the Celtics, would you trade Jaylen Brown for Cooper Flagg? I think he'd probably say, yeah. Not to mention Jaylen Brown coming off knee surgery, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So like there's a little, I don't think it's a big deal.
Minor concern.
But whatever, it's a part of the equation. He's older. He's more expensive, and he's coming off a knee surgery, and there are some now known NBA warts to his game, just like there will be with Cooper Flagg. He's not perfect.
No one's perfect.
In 7, 8, 9 years, if I'm doing radio in Dallas, I am saying, well, Cooper Flagg is great, but this, but that. Like, there's always going to be a but. There's a but with almost everybody. There was a but with Tom Brady until he kind of shut the butts up with his seventh title and doing it elsewhere and all that. You know what I mean? Like, even the greatest of all time have doubters along the way. There will be about, but that's a...
Who's the Garoppolo they're going to draft to replace Jalen Brown?
You never know.
Maybe it could be Simons.
I think that would work with him. That's the one
with
thing.
With Jalen?
If he thinks they brought him in to be a running mate for Tatum and it could push him in a certain direction, maybe that's the positive.
This kid plays well this year. You trade Brown, sign Simons to a cheaper deal. Wham! Cost effective,
that
same number of points.
He could. Because I do believe he's a guy that has a lot of... internal motivations or receipts, as they like to say in the modern social media biz. So, but Jalen Brown for Cooper Flagg? Yeah, in a heartbeat. And I don't care about 28 and 32. What the hell do I care about 28 and 32 for?
Add them in.
Oh, can I get 5 twos back for that?
It's like asking for change when you're trying to tip on a vacation and you forget to and you have to give them the 20. But the bigger question
not,
for me is...
personal.
It is. And was I premature in my... declaration for the Celtics. Like, do you think the Celtics are going to look dramatically different in 2 days, 3 days, 5 days than they do right now?
Yes.
Or do we kind of already know what is at least leaving?
We don't fully know, but do I expect them to look, I won't say radically different, but
Porzingis gone.
Yeah. Somebody's
Hauser gone.
One, if not both, are gone.
And Al Horford not back.
I think he's waiting to see what direction they go. I think he's waiting to see what the moves are.
Because he was working out Dan Ball at the Red Auerbach Center as late as like last week or something.
Yeah, still seeming to stay in fighting shape. And Cornette, by the way, is probably leaving as well. Somebody will pay him for his flashes in
just
the pan.
Another fan favorite.
Because one game.
I wonder why.
One game might make this guy some bank.
It's amazing. It made Walker Buehler a lot of money.
So Cornette gone, Hauser gone, Horford gone, Drew Holiday gone, Porzingis gone. And we have no idea what the return on any of that is other than Anthony Simons.
Right.
And yet I'm sitting here on June 24th, a day before the NBA draft, and I'm like, yeah, they're going to win the they're going to be a third, fourth seed, and they're going to win 50
wins,
games.
Eastern Conference Finals.
Is this a little Red Sockian where I'm
was just thinking that,
a little bit ahead of myself?
Yeah, you may want to back that up.
World Series.
No, but I feel like the Celtics front office has more reason to be hopeful than maybe the hope that we put into the Red Sox front office.
What about the coach?
I don't think that really factors what, no matter what the roster looks like.
You don't think the coach factors into what the new look transitional Celtics are going to look like this year, who work through, oh, the game's on the line, Jason Tatum's not out there? Like, how do we play things game to game, moment to moment?
Run the same play.
Do it again!
I mean, yeah, I think that's the narrative. That's what is dictated almost regardless of who's on the roster. That would be my answer to that.
Okay.
That's not a good thing. I'm not saying that's a good thing or I like it. I just think that is what it is.
I am embracing the change. I am looking forward to seeing what these new look Celtics look like, because maybe it works out and they keep the new look for longer than it's not quite the new look anymore. Or maybe, just maybe, it's just a transition year. It's a bridge year, as they used to like to say at Fenway all the time, and then we'll see.
Celtics have an opportunity to surprise people, to overachieve next year, something they couldn't do this year because it was title or bust, so they inherently just underachieved this year as the defending champs. Next year, there's an opportunity for Brad Stevens, Joe Mazzulla. They can overachieve. We'll see if they can live up to the opportunity, and of course, that includes my guy, Jalen Brown. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we are mid-season almost with the Boston Red Sox, and they are starting to scuffle again. Their manager seems frustrated, to say the least. He's been ejected from 2 straight games. We are post-Raffy Devers, more than a week plus.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's a lot going on with your Boston Red Sox. We will talk about all of it next here with the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora, on WEEI Afternoons. But for the final time today, with his Red Sox t-shirt that has an upside-down helmet with ice cream in it, is Dan Ball.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.